So we're having a look at our electoral law. Terms of reference have been released for an independent panel to review the way we run elections, lowering the voting age, changing the length of terms, increasing the number of MPs. It's all in there. The Chair, Deborah Hart, is with us on this. Deborah, morning to you.
Morena.
Are we crying out for change or not?
I'm not sure if we're crying out for change yet, but I think it's timely that we do a warrant of fitness check over our whole electoral regime, and that's really what we're tasked to do.
What are you looking for in terms of things that are right or not right, and how will you know? Who will tell you?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is that this review will ask New Zealanders to tell us what they think, and we're going to ask them at least in two different tranches of this review what they think. But there's also a whakapapa of ideas, if you like, you know, and projects. So, you know, we're not the first to look at our electoral laws, and we do have work that has been done before us to rely on as well. But, you know, we will look at this with a really holistic approach, and it is a bit of a balancing act when you're looking at whole electoral regime.
Yeah, the problem with you've got is there is no right or no wrong. I mean, as long as you don't go to 19-year terms, but I mean, whether you go 3-year term, 4-year term, maybe even a 5-year term, vote at 16 or 18, the world doesn't change, does it? There is no right, there is no wrong.
Yes, it's not a black and white, but our electoral laws are, you know, they're quite finely balanced, and a lot of the things that we're looking at are quite intertwined. So looking at it holistically is absolutely the right thing to do, and to put up something that New Zealanders can have faith and confidence and trust in is what we will be looking to do.
When are you going to do your report, and when does anything happen if it does happen?
We need to report back to the government in November 2023, and of course there's an election before then. It would be my hope that the report is such that any government will adopt it in its entirety, and it may need legislation. If it needs legislation, that would have to be introduced, and it would go through the normal select committee procedure.
Go well with it. Appreciate your time. Deborah Hart, Independent Panel Chair, with us this morning.